This one is Joyce, Joyce, Barlow, Barlow, 110/50. Miss Barlow is a 73-year-old woman, lives in Dickinson, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N, Texas, with her son. She used to be a cook. She has suffered a stroke, which has left her with the right-sided, which has left her with left-sided weakness. She also has a history of hypertension, diabetes, dysarthric speech. Surgery, knee surgery, and hysterectomy, family history, mom died of breast cancer, dad died of some sort of car wreck. I'm sorry, the stroke has left her weak on the right side. Meds, separate medication list provided, the allergy list provided. She's originally from Kirvil, K-I-R-V-I-L-Y, Texas. She did have COVID immunization in the past. Social, never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Patient currently uses as a walker with much difficulty. High risk of fall noted. An exam blood pressure is 160 over 92. That's after patient ambulated in the house. Their Bluetooth's 90 and heart rate is 100. Respiration is 18. Heart positive, small positive is 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, right side of weakness, no neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment here, we have a 73-year-old woman with history of end-stage CVA, right-sided weakness, decreased mentation, dysarthric speech, high risk of fall. ADL dependent, patient's son is her caregiver, Michael. Patient is expected to do poorly. She has a KPS score of 40%, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's son states that her speech has definitely worsened in the past month or two, consistent with possible TIA and or lacunar strokes. Patient has poor dentition and has lost weight, both related to the stroke and her ability to chew. Patient has a history of anemia and protein calorie malnutrition as well, which makes her a good candidate for hospice. Patient wants to be cared at home till she passes away. She no longer wishes to go back and forth to the hospital for any issues or problems. Thank you.